Welcome everybody to the New Earth Consciousness Circle of Light call on Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. Only one day left of February. So it's been another very quick month. And now we're moving into the March, which has the spring equinox, which will be a very interesting time.
More powerful energies coming forward. Frequency update will be up online this evening. It's ready to go. It just needs to be posted.
So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathe in that frequency shift, higher vibrational energies. While we're here, we'll bring in the three M's. Call upon them to bring us the platinum net, to clear away any energies that do not serve us from our sleep state, from today, from yesterday, from this week. Situations, experiences, interactions. As we breathe that in, it comes around us. As we breathe out, it is stripped away. Then we call upon Saint Germain with the violet flame to transmute and transform anything that remains. And then we call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame. You can blend these two in your throat area for the frequency of vibratory communication. We also call upon Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, to come up from our earth star through us to our soul star. Spins around us in a clockwise direction. When the soul star and earth star spin simultaneously, we do this for ourselves individually and for the group Merkaba. We ask the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls. And on those walls, the energies reflect back anything of the lower dimensional frequencies that tries to penetrate. Breathe all that in and bring it back down to the fifth dimensional frequency, and then we'll ground that into Gaia. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just ground that in. The cat was entertaining us here. And she knew she did something wrong. So Milaresi almost broke out laughing.
Well, she doesn't like the ringing bowl, and she quickly ran past us.
So, speaking of the ringing bowl,
we're going to ring it. Tonight we're going back to the city of...
The city of... I can read my own notes. Hanlontania.
Hanlontania, River Central France. Now, this is our second visit. We'll be going three times. The second visit, we're going to be working within the Heart Center because this is the city that's going to blend the fifth-dimensional chakras from the solar plexus, the heart, and the thymus as one unified chakra. And Lord Metatron wanted us to go separately to work on each of these chakras individually. So tonight we're going to be working on the heart. So as we ring the bowl, put out your intentions of anything that you would like to be addressed during this session tonight. Thank you. Breathing deeply, allowing those frequencies of light of the 144th dimensional level to come down into the Antahkarana bridge and down into our soul star. It's going to be a funnel type of energies on top of each other, and it's going to almost like bore an entryway into our central canal, our chakra system, so that it becomes wider. So just intend through your higher self, how wide do you want this to be? You can just feel that those energies on your own and allow them to come down. But we're going to work with the with all 22 rays of God. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure for a moment what they wanted me to do. So we're going to be bringing in the fifth dimensional body completely. Breathing deeply of golden yellow into the crown area. Allowing these energies within the crown to just allow the higher light quotient that you're receiving to center within you easier than maybe you have been feeling. Moving into the third eye of white, green, and gold of the scientific harmony. Scientific knowledge, actually, but it is the harmony of God, essence of science of God coming in into your third eye. Accessing all parts of the physical body represented by the third eye and the forehead, the sinus cavities, the eyes, and the ears. Breathing deeply with a deep blue coming into the throat chakra of our communication. This is our will and power. Surfacing in the throat, the shoulders. Allow the energies that do not feel that they are aligning with what you're bringing in to go down your fingertips. Moving into the heart center of the deep pink, active intelligence. This is our compassion and our deep love centering within the heart, allowing it to go into the organ of the heart, the cardiovascular system. Allow these energies all blend with each other within the physical body. Moving into the solar plexus of the ruby red with flecks of gold. Our inner devotion going into the intestinal tract and any physical areas of the organs in those areas that need realignment. Going into the sacral with the deep purple with flecks of violet. This is our ceremonial magic, but it is also our structure of creating the magic in our life. Allowing that energy go into our sexual organs, our lower back. Into the root is the crystalline light, balancing out all the emotions and the energies in the root chakra so that we can be grounded. Feel all these colors blending within each other, and then just very, with a swift energy, feel them blending within and going down your limbs into your feet, into your earth star. Our star and the soul star spin with these colors of light. We're now going to activate the thymus gland with a seafoam green. It is a higher cleansing energy, so we feel that coming down into the Antahkarana bridge, into the soul star, coming into the thymus, but going to all parts of the body that need to be healed and brought to a higher frequency. As it spins downward, it'll go to all levels, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments. If there's any ailments or feelings of dis-ease occurring in any parts of your body, center the seafoam green into that area. This now moves into the earth star. And it's going to spin through the etheric body now. So the seafoam green is going into the etheric body, and it's just going to go up around in the eggshell aura that you are, past your crown, and then back down to the feet. Several passes as we want to clear up any timelines, any energies that do not support the frequency of this beautiful city we're going to visit. The city represents divine love and divine will. It's then going to move outwards into the emotional body, allow it to clear any emotions. As it spins from your feet up to your crown again and back down, several passes. As it does this, feel the frequency of your feminine divine starting to activate. Fluidness, intuitiveness, visions. And then it moves outwards once again into the mental body. And it's going to spin through the mental body several passes in the eggshell shape. Feel it going, spinning it around, and removing any ill thoughts, anything that's worrying you, anything that's holding you back from the fluidness. We want now the masculine divine of the mental body to blend with the feminine divine and feel those two essences flowing within each other and then coming through the etheric body into the heart center. Feel them activate fully in your heart. We're now going to bring in the color of blue-green, which represents joy and attraction to the body of light. It comes down through your soul star, all the way down to your root, where you're now creating the higher chakras. We now bring in the pearlescent. This is our union of the male and the female into our sacral level, as it blends with the ruby red. Pink orange comes down into the solar plexus. This is moving from the old self into the new self. I'm sorry, that's the ruby red. The previous one was the deep purple. Then we go into the heart, which is the Christ consciousness. Feel the golden light coming down into the heart center. We then feel the violet pink spinning down into the throat chakra. Vibratory communication. You're now verbally speaking through your vibrations. As the deep blue violet comes into the third eye, this is the illumination and releasing the mental mind. Feel the mental mind fully releasing through your breath. And then the light golden white into the crown represents the doorway to ascension. You start to feel your I Am presence on this level. We now move into the fifth dimensional chakra grid. The light violet white comes into the crown. It is now becoming one universal being. Fully magnetized. We then feel the essence of pink gold, and that's going to spin all the way down into the root chakra, blending with the crystalline light. And the blue-green. Another chakra within chakras. I'm sorry, that was multi-white light. I skipped a step here. Visualize the multi-white light in the root, universal white light. And then we go into the pink gold, into the sacral area. This is our fifth dimensional divine intent. Now our intentions are all on the fifth dimensional level. We then feel the color of magenta, which is the color we're working with this evening, and it's coming into the solar plexus, the heart, and the thymus as that becomes one unified chakra, our inner power and divine love. Then we see the color of violet gold coming into the throat. We now feel our beingness, all your multidimensional self is being activated through this chakra in this ray. We then feel the color of blue gold into the third eye. This is our divine structure. This is where we start to see things on a cosmic level, on all universes within universes. And then we feel the platinum ray coming into the crown. This is the source of all that we are. It's our completion. It's connecting to all the great central suns, not just the Divine Mother and Father God, but all of them from the solar, galactic, universal, multi-universal, and the cosmic. This is our completeness of one being of light in the fifth dimensional essences. Allow all these colors within colors to blend within each other now. Not only are these rays for the rays of God, but they are for the chakras. So the rays will mix with the other rays to work through any processes in any of the other chakras that you need. Allow that now go to your earth star and the soul star. They spin within these colors of colors, creating your Merkaba vehicle of light. Take a deep breath and feel that essence. I just want to share that we can feel any of these any of these elements from any of the rays at any time, because we're starting to learn how to incorporate them as with each of the calls we practice these energies. Sustaining them is not as easy, but eventually we will get there by practicing feeling these energies. So they may come within you for a while. I think that's why a lot of us are very feel like your energy is not grounded after the calls, because you are incorporating these higher energies within your physical body. Just wanted to give that as a clarification. Take a deep breath and know that you have now become a multidimensional being of light.
Okay, so this is the New Earth Circle Consciousness of Light, and we are going to the second visit of Hon Lon Tanya with Lord Metatron. And we're actually, as we said before, we're going to visit this city three times, so we'll be going again next visit. And this is because this is the city that represents the 19th ray, inner power and divine love. And the chakra is the solar plexus, but this is blending with the heart and thymus chakras to create one unified chakra. So we're actually working with the three chakras. So we'll start off with the decree. I am divine love. This is my second visit to the golden city of Hon Lon Tanya, which is over central France. Lord Metatron greets me. As we walk through the meadows, I see the forest, many lakes, and the Loire River. I feel the magnificence and beauty of the magical golden city of Hon Lon Tanya. He shares with me, today you will walk through the doorways of your heart center to fully understand the aspects of the feminine and masculine divine. I feel the essences of the color of magenta as I long to feel the balance of my threefold flame. I see before me many masters awaiting my arrival. I acknowledge them within my heart and my eyes that see their essence. Master Paul the Venetian, with the Elohim Masters, Heros and Amora, along with the Archangels, Jophiel and Christine. They walk around me. I feel the beauty of the pink flame flowing within my being. As now I see Lady Pallas Athena, reflecting the gold essence of the Christ consciousness, with Lord Maitreya, Office of the Christ, with Archangel Mazuriel, who is the guardian of the great central sun of our universe. I now command the Christ I am to be fully within my being. I now see my own reflection through their illumination. I understand what I need to do as I see what they are showing me. I walk with each of them and command their essence to be within me. I am learning how to balance the threefold flame to be fully active within me. I am that I am that I am. So last time we traveled to the city of Hanlantania 2 weeks ago for the first time. We experienced the temple, which actually was a cathedral with the scrolls of the Christ consciousness embellished within the stone walls. Last week, Lord Adama guided us to the Lemurian retreat house to help balance the energies of the timelines that we were experiencing in last week's activations. Currently, we are in the midst of many vibrational challenges with solar energies being activated within the planet along with the full moon on February 25th, and these have all been extremely powerful. So moving forward tonight, this evening we are traveling to the city of Hanlantania for the second visit. We will again experience the majestic qualities of this amazing city that incorporates the magical area of castles, rolling hills, lush greenery, and the Loire River. This evening we will work with the energies within the heart center, as this city represents the ray of divine love and inner power of the solar plexus, heart, and thymus chakras in the color of magenta, which is exhibited throughout the entire city. The 19th ray is overlaid by Lord Metatron, and the special qualities include the fifth dimensional ray and chakra blending into oneness within the solar plexus, heart, and thymus, representing inner power, divine love, and wisdom. As it blends, it is actualizing one's full divinity. The heart chakra represents the balance of emotions and thoughts within the threefold flame, which resides the feminine, masculine, and I am presence. The rays of God that assist in creating the higher chakra grids are the active intelligence of the deep pink of the third dimensional chakra grid, the Christ consciousness of gold activating the fourth dimensional chakra grid. When we activate the inner power of divine love, we blend the solar plexus within the heart and thymus on the fifth dimensional chakra grid. So Lord Metatron will take us into an in-depth journey of the heart center to make sure we are ready to fully receive the threefold flame. Next week we will activate the thymus and allow the threefold flame to intertwine with the one chakra of inner power and divine love. The thymus represents the higher self, which is represented by the masculine and feminine aspects of the will and the love. In addition, this evening we will be calling upon the energies of each of the rays of God from active intelligence, which is Master Paul the Venetian, Elohim, Hero Sinamora, and Archangels Shamuel and Charity. And also integrating the Christ consciousness, which is Lady Pallas Athena, Lord Maitreya, Office of the Christ, and Archangel Mazuriel, Guardian of the Great Central Sun of our universe. So this will be a powerful visit. And just what we need. So here's Melarissa.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping that this visit will be similar to the first. I know that everybody felt more of a balance with those energies, with the activations that we're all experiencing presently. I don't think the activations are going to go away, but learning how to deal with them as everything changes is the most important aspect, I think, that we need to look at. So let's first, I want to talk a little bit about each of the beings so that everyone gets an overview if you don't remember. Paul the Venetian, of course, is the Chohan for the pink flame, which represents the balance and the ability to bring forth manifestation. Because when we have balance within our heart center, then we can fully be the true alchemist. So it's a capacity for creation of ideas and the power to produce, along with utilizing the power of love. Paul the Venetian was one of the is the holder of the pink flame of gratitude, and he truly brings forth this essence unto us through his demeanor, because he has a gratitude for life. It is a stream of energy that goes through us within a blessing. So when we ask for a blessing, we are actually receiving that gratitude through his energies. The Elohim Masters, Heroes and Amora, represent divine love. They are a great service of heroes and the love of. She is great service. Amore is great service to heroes. Love of impersonal and constructive service to life. They also have a retreat of the third rain etheric plane in Lake Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So this is where the pink flame radiates. Archangel Shamiel and Charity represent love, adoration, and devotion to God. So they bring forth their goodness to us through their energies. The energies of Lady Pallas Athena, she is considered the goddess of truth and brings forth that essence unto us, goddess of truth and wisdom. So it assists in bringing forth that balance between the masculine and the feminine divine. If we don't know our own truth, then how can we fully accept the truth of others? Lord Maitreya is Office of the Christ, and we've worked with him quite a bit. He's the overseeing agent for the rays of God, bringing forth the divine God consciousness for each of us as initiates, and oversees the spiritual hierarchy. Archangel Mazariel is the guardian of the great central sun of the universe. He radiates a pure spiritual flame that does not burn. His heart is cool, for it is spirit, which is the water of life, perfectly balanced within matter. This is a synergy of the moon, the heart, and balance with the sun, which is exactly what we are experiencing presently. When you read the frequency update, that's exactly what the Unified Whole talked about. So the fourth dimensional chakra grid of, we're anchoring the Christ consciousness with a color of the gold in the heart center. This is the 12th ray. This is considered the higher cosmic rays. And it is the last ray that actually Dr. Stone wrote about. So the rest of the information is information that has been brought to us, bringing in these higher types of energies in, that is now made available to us since the year 2000. So this is a pretty exciting time to allow these energies to fully come in. So we must remember that the higher rays become our higher chakras. A soul body has the accessibility of 330 chakras. That's a lot of chakras. So right now, the 22 chakras of the fifth dimensional level bring forth those essences within us. So if you're feeling a little bit different after the call, I think maybe you can understand a little bit. You can call upon these colors by just activating the colors, or you can call upon each of the masters in however you want to bring forth the rays of God towards you. It does not mean that you have to know all the exact information, because we know it is an intense science. It's taken me many years to be able to grasp just the seven or the first 12. So it's important to surrender unto the aspect of your mental mind trying to figure everything out. When it's time, you will. I just wanted to give an overview of those energies to assist any of you that may have some questions about who these beings are. If you've been on our previous programs, they've been explained in more detail. So I hope that helps everybody. Let's take a deep breath. We're going to bring in Lord Adama, and then we're going to have a visit to the city tonight to work with our heart essence. Greetings. I am Lord Adama with the Tulosin Council of Light. We're very happy to be here with you in this moment for this beautiful city of experiencing the majestic qualities of the Christ consciousness, majestic of the ability to fully actualize these higher energies within the physical creation. We are in a very powerful time. And we can't really elaborate on that because powerful just doesn't seem the right word anymore. It is unfolding in a way that is beyond the comprehension of each of us, meaning not just the Tulusians, but each of you. If we come together in a conglomerate consciousness, it is hard to really understand the processes that are happening through the universal structures unto Gaia and unto each of us. It is only in making us better. It is assisting us to go deeper. And the changes that each of you are feeling are at such a deep level that trying to understand every element, every aspect, every change that is occurring to you, because it is like taking molecules upon molecules and putting them in all together. And then trying to separate them and see what each one means. It doesn't work that way. They all intertwine within each other and have their purpose within the whole consciousness. I share this because each of you are making magnificent strides into a new consciousness within your physical structure. So if we were to tell you exactly what was occurring for you in this moment and the frequencies of light that you were bringing forth, we say frequencies of light because they are a mixture, a ball of energy. And if we took that ball of energy and we tried to separate it and look at each one separately, because if you could see a little ball of light and you'd open up that ball of light, that's powerful enough in itself. But when it comes together in allowing all your multidimensional selves and all the elements that are coming into your consciousness presently, it causes great change. And the change may not be affected immediately, may not be experienced immediately, but you are affected immediately. I'm going to explain a little bit about this because I know each of you are going through great transitions. And your physical body is assimilating it in different ways. Sometimes there is a lack of containment in the body. You don't feel grounded. You cannot concentrate. You feel as if you're somewhere else. You may have feelings of dizziness. You may have feelings of cloudiness in your mental capabilities. These are actually gifts, and I want you to start to accept these changes that are happening within you, because your higher mind is becoming more active through your lower mind. So it is causing an integration to occur actually within your physical existence, within your mental faculties. Those mental faculties are turning to mush as the higher frequencies come in. And then as the higher self integrates more into the mental mind, then it takes what it needs from those memory banks and activates them. This can be a process of an hour, 2 hours. It can be a whole day. It could be just in overnight in your inner plane activity. It could last several days depending on what you need to go through at the present time, what is the important faculty within your mental self that is occurring presently. If you have a tendency of questioning and worrying and thinking, and even if you are visualizing and you're still doing that thinking, then this is why you may be affected deeply in these types of energies. It's almost a similar essence of just, well, you need to take a break and you need to relax. It's almost like receiving a virus because you need to sleep, because your body is going so strong and you're not taking care of yourself. It doesn't mean that you're not taking care of yourself in this context. It means that you are taking care of yourself because the integration is occurring. The other element that can happen through this is you can go to the opposite direction of being in full awake state. You have problems sleeping, or if you're only sleeping for a couple hours and then you awaken. And to the human conditioning, this does not settle within the concept because you're not programmed. This is how we sleep. We sleep for a few hours and then we're up for a few hours and then we sleep again and then we wake up. This is how it is for us through the night. So it's important for you to realize that when the effects of sleep take you over and you need to lay down, allow yourself to go into that sleep. And then if you find yourself being awakened at a certain time of the night, utilize that energy to assist you, because this is the time when your inner self of your intuitive self, this is your feminine energy, your emotional energy is receiving the downloads, receiving the acknowledges into your physical body. Some of you sleep like rocks and you never wake up. If you do, it's just to get up and go to the bathroom or get a drink of water and then you're back in bed immediately. Some of you sleep as if you're in a daydream. And individuals like that have a tendency of moving between interdimensional phases very easily. A lot of times they don't remember, but others that are sleeping with them will remember. It's important to realize that these are also periods of downloads. So why am I talking about all this? Because I want you to realize the capacity of knowledge that you are receiving at this time. The frequencies of light are quite different than they were last year and even last December. So we cannot even compare what you are experiencing now to what you experienced previously. Because it changes through each week. It changes through each week due to where you are in your physical body, what you are doing within that physical body, if you are balanced within that physical body, if your chakras are aligned, what you are doing in your sleep state, what is happening to your other dimensional selves as they are starting to come within you, what is the process of your pathway, and how important is it to fully reflect in those circumstances and what you're experiencing, because what happens with these energies, they come and they go very quickly. So it's important for you to try and assimilate each day what it is you're experiencing on the inner plane level within your meditations and within your awake state. It is also going to be affected with the planetary conditions. But if you learn how to raise your vibration beyond the third dimensional level on a continual basis, that these planetary conditions will not affect you as what is foretold as in such. Mercury retrograde is going on presently. It's important for you to realize that you don't have to have an ill effect of Mercury retrograde, that Mercury retrograde can be a positive effect because it takes you into a space of allowing the old elements to be removed in order to receive the new elements, and that goes in complete alignment of what is occurring presently with the timelines and the energies of this past full moon. This is a lot to absorb. I'm trying to explain these elements so that everyone can understand the process that they are going under. There are many variables coming into place. I know Mala Rasi puts out the frequency update and it gives a good overview of exactly what the energies are happening in that time frame. But please know there is so much more to that for each of you. And for some of you, it's going to be quite different than others. You have a responsibility to yourself to actually know what is occurring within yourself. And the only way that you can do this is through your highest essence, your higher self, your I am presence, because this is the focal point of the work. And I know that we talk about this consistently. We probably talk about it more with Walking Tarot Krista than many other channels are talking about, although they are talking about it, because the focal point of our work together is to assist each other to become one consciousness of light so that we can come together to walk together on the new earth energy, and that we do not have to regret anything that we have gone through. So I say this to you, that the challenges that you are receiving, please accept them as gifts. Even when they are associated with other individuals. Because this means that you are being asked by your higher self and your I am presence and the guides that you are working with, the masters that you are working with, to become better at what you already are doing. And I share this deeply in this moment to help you to understand the elements, the frequencies, the changes, the activations, and the coming together of levels of conditioning that are being released. Those levels of conditioning and programming have been in place for eons of time. Now you are moving through these elements, almost like if you could see yourself being in space and you could just fly anywhere that you wanted to be. Well, this is what your higher self is doing for you. It is bringing to you the elements that you totally want to bring forth into the creation of your life and in present circumstances. It is a very powerful time. So I ask each of you to fully connect with your higher self. Call upon him or her. Activate them more fully within your body. Allow the seafoam green of the higher self and Lady Isis to assist you in bringing forth those actualizations if you're not already doing so. Because as the changes occur, and they will occur, in the next few months on the earth plane, you will find that you will be more stabilized than the majority of the population upon this planet. And I share this with great love. So now let us visit the city. Now that I have shared these essences and this information, I want you to call upon your higher self in this moment as we ring the bowl. And we bring in the ability to fully accept the changes. The changes are the resultant factor of you accessing your highest presence in the physical creation. Each of you are choosing to do this. You would not be here with us if you were not doing so. You also will be an example for many others that will need to know how to do these processes and may be at a loss. As you accept your higher self more fully in your physical conditioning, it will be an automatic trigger for others to see the accessibility of your light body unfolding within the creation in front of their eyes. It is a gift, a great gift. And I thank you for accepting this gift. I am deeply honored and grateful to be able to share through Mother Essay's essence and to each of you what it is to be a multidimensional human. Breathing deeply, feel the essence of your higher self now, and your I Am presence, if you can tap fully into that consciousness, accepting your divinity in a completely different way than you ever have before. Activate the Merkaba vehicle, spinning the Earth Star and the Soul Star simultaneously. Feel your essences shifting and changing with the accessibility of your higher self and I Am presence, becoming the one body of light that you are, allowing your super consciousness to be the deciding factor in all that you're experiencing from this point forward in the next few moments of this journey that we are doing together. Feel the energy shifting and changing as you do so. The molecules all coming together, allowing the essences to be the conglomerate of consciousness that you are. As you spin out of the space that you're in, you're now going to center yourself in the etheric earth. And we're going to intend to be in the central part of France. Now that we are all gathered here together, we are now going to merge into the golden city of Ahalalania. Not quite sure how we're pronouncing that. So excuse me if I don't quite pronounce it the same way as Michael has. And we see ourselves in our same location as last time. We're in a field of flowers. We see the river winding around us. It's about 500 feet away, so it's a little bit of a distance. It's not close by. And it winds around. If you could take your mind's eye, you could see it winding around to the left and to the right, and it goes through the central area of this beautiful landmass that we are here. You see trees and forest behind us. And ahead of us is a beautiful bridge that's going to take us across the river. This is our rainbow bridge that we went across last time. We're now going to walk across that bridge. And we see Lord Metatron ahead, and we will meet him as we walk across the bridge. I want everyone to really intend at this time, what is it that you need to leave behind? The beautiful aspect of the city of the magenta is the beauty of these three chakras to blend together. So in actuality, we may still be working through elements of the solar plexus. As of tonight, we're going to activating the heart. We're not fully blending the magenta yet. We're allowing that magenta to intertwine within the heart center. And I want you to think about your feminine and your masculine divine. What that means for you, what parts of yourself really need assistance in learning how to access them more fully, how to intertwine themselves within your heart center, how to feel the effects of the emotional body and the mental body. What exactly is occurring for you as you walk across the bridge? And we're going to ring the bell again. As you walk across the bridge, feel the changes. Because the one thing that occurs upon this bridge is the active energies that you need to actualize within yourself will be fully formulated. Your heart center, what is your heart center feeling like in this moment? Do you feel the compassion and the beauty that you are? Are you adaptable and allowing yourself to recognize your power, which is your male energy, and the value for silence, which is your female energy? This is what the pink flame is going to bring to each of us. Greetings, I am Paul the Venetian. I'm very happy. Thank you so much, Adama, for the introduction to these energies. I also do want to say this is so important at this time because this is exactly what is happening this week with the feminine and the masculine divine. Every person on the planet is going into a deeper level than they had before. And we must understand it is like layers upon layers, that your soul has so many layers in that capability of accessing energies and allowing the frequency of light to be fully activated through the consciousness of the human conditioning. In this case, we want to fully access it from the higher mind and the higher heart. So as we stand here with you, I have Elohim, Heroes and Amor, and Archangels Shamuel and Charity. As we embellish upon you the pink ray, and each of us are intertwining our energies within each of you, almost like weaving of light going around. As you stand here in a circle, we fully bring forth the essence of the pink ray unto each of you in this moment. Allow this essence to come into you. Pink flame fully activating within you. Feel the essence of the pink, compassion and balance. Let us feel the feminine divine on the left side of your body. Let us feel the masculine divine on the right side of your body. Allow these energies to come within you in this moment. As we all stand here within each other, what do you feel in this moment? How is the activation of this ray fully opening your heart into a higher level of acceptance? Because in truth, this is exactly what occurs on these levels of conditioning. We fully want to remove the conditioning processes that are occurring for each of you. But you must know that there are layers upon layers within that multidimensional self of the timelines that you were before. Just as this lifetime, you may have had conditioning factors that you experienced from others or you put upon them yourself, there are conditioning factors occurring from different timelines. So if we come into this city ready to receive the essence of the fifth dimensional body of the Christ consciousness, fully activating these essences of the colors of magenta, are you ready to fully feel the effects? We understand that these effects are going to come in increments. And some of you may say, oh, my heavens, dear Paul, why? Why can I receive it all at once? Why can I not be the higher essence within my physical body? Because of the conditioning factors that you have experienced. So let us just take a moment and reflect on this essence as this beam of light is centering down from the sky of the pink flame fully activated within your heart center. And take some breaths. And now I want everyone to separate. And we are standing here with these beautiful beings of light that represent this ray. Archangels Shamuel and Charity. You see their beautiful wings and the Elohim. Heroes and Amora. Each of these beings represent the divine essence of love in their own special aspects to allow their energies to represent to humanity, to allow goodness to come to each of you. So I want you to disperse right now, and I want you to go up to one of these beautiful beings. I can be one of them. But I want you to feel the effects of fully accessing the divine love through the higher essence so that you can get used to your own higher essence being fully activated within your own frequencies. I want you to think about having clear-mindedness, being able to understand the masculine and the feminine, and recognition of your own power, inner power, not outer power, of compassion and deep love. Let us take a few moments and feel the essence of this attunement to allow this correlation occurring within your being in this moment. Breathe the pink flame all the way down into your earth star. Allow the communication that you're receiving from any of these beings to come within you. Embrace their energy and feel their energy as if you are walking through them. Allow them to guide you into your own essence. Feel the expression of your feminine essence on the left side of your body. Feel the essence of your masculine. What's that feel like for you? Allow them to start to intertwine within you. So if you have two hands, each hand on the left and the right are just kind of touching each other. Kind of like new loves, they're not quite sure of each other, but it feels good to feel that connection within yourself. Allow that essence to be fully within you. Now you have the power to create and evolve from this moment. Take this essence that you have expressed through your beingness, as now we are all going to walk through the forest. And as we walk through the forest, we see that there's a beautiful golden pathway. And that is my exit. As Pallas Athena and Archangel Mazariel and Lord Maitreya are going to meet you within the pathway. as we will join you through the process as now you initiate the Christ that you are. Greetings, I am Lord Maitreya. I have with me Lady Pallas Athena and Archangel Mazrael. Let us walk. You will see that this is a golden pathway. It almost looks like it's bricks or wood, but it's just golden light. Look at the forest as it embellishes the gold flame in the leaves and the trees and everything that is around. Feel those essences being activated as you walk further. Think now of your heart center. Think of the Christed being that you are, and allow your higher self to give you the availability of finding the aspects within yourself so that you can fully transmute and integrate elements that are part of your divinity. You see, because what's so much forth of this is we bring in that inner focus, we create the pathways in front of us. Look at the golden pathway as we walk. As we walk on this golden pathway, feel the essence of your higher self from your soul star into your earth star, almost like stamping your feet, and you're walking within this pathway, and it's winding through the forest. The forest is very majestic. It is golden flame everywhere. There are essences of elementals in the frequency. You just feel this completeness of allowing yourself to embrace your I Am presence. Let us stop for a moment. Let us stop and feel the conditioning processes that are going on within you. What thoughts are you feeling? What emotions are bringing forth from the thoughts? Now that we activate the masculine divine into the feminine divine, they must start to work together within this frequency. Your truth. Bring in the essence of your truth. This is the very important. And all aspects of your truth. Not just the knowledge that you know of your highest essence, but what is the truth that is going on with you in a physical basis? What is it that you need to look at that is blocking you from not allowing you to have this full, completed essence intertwined within your physical being? Because you know you have it in the higher planes. Yes, you have it. It's when you have come into body and your soul's existence remembers through the etheric body all those memories that have been lodged away, awaiting for the time to be remembered, to accept the new paradigm of consciousness to occur within your physical condition. This is exactly what you're experiencing presently. So as we walk through this, allow what does not support the Christ consciousness, the golden flame that you are, to go from your feet into the pathway. The beauty of this ray is allowing the availability of transmuting the condition and then also igniting the higher part of that condition. Because within every event or memory that you have, there is a lower part and a higher part. So let us bring in that higher part, that the purpose of that interaction or the purpose of that memory is to help you to become more than you remember in the physical essence. So now your higher self is walking with you to allow this essence to be fully activated within you. As we walk through the forest, feel this completeness happening to you as more and more is being transmuted, because the forest is going to take it away. So just take your fingertips and allow them to shake and flitter and flutter, and allow those essences that are been part of your consciousness, whether it's in your mental body, your emotional body, or your etheric body, don't let your physical body have to hold on to it. This is what we're experiencing through this walk. Let's take a moment and allow that essence to fully blend within. The sun, you feel the moon of Archangel Mazariel allowing you to burn away these elements within you that you no longer need, because the masculine and the feminine come into balance and everything else is not needed. As we walk along the pathway, feel your essence change. Feel the completeness going on. You are the Christ. You are activating this ray and chakra within you as it emanates to everything that you see this moment. We are now walking through the end of the forest and feel the completeness. As we continue along the pathway, we now walk through the forest of mirrors. Look at yourself. There's mirrors everywhere, so you turn around and you can see the back of you, you can see the front of you. You're spinning around and you see this golden flame emanating through your heart center, but your entire being, you have become the Christ. Think about your thoughts right now. Think about what you may have experienced very recently. And allow the burning away of those energies to occur as we fully bring forth the golden flame of the Christ within. As we walk through the forest of the mirrors, then we feel a breeze coming across our face. We feel this beautiful essence blending within us. Oh, there is an air, a fresh air, feeling that unbelievable completeness, but removing and transmuting and embracing all at the same time. We step through the forest and we see the beautiful cathedral that we saw last time. We walk up to the garden of the cathedral. We are going to go in another part of the cathedral because now we're working within the heart center. I am Lord Metatron. Thank you for walking through this amazing doorway at this time. I also want to thank Malarese for being able to convey the beauty and the essence to each of you in these moments. Step into the cathedral. We are in the heart room. Within the heart room, you will see the flame of the pink. You will see the flame of the gold. And you will see the essence of magenta flowing around the outskirts. I want you to feel the essence of the magenta. I want you to embrace it, but I don't want you to fully activate it yet. I want you to understand what is happening for you in this moment as you have just gone through these attunements of the pink flame and the gold flame within you to help activate the compassionate sense more fully in the balance of your masculine and feminine divine. As you come into the cathedral, you see that the cathedral is adorned with many mirrors. On the outside, it is in the shape of a heart, so you can walk around the beautiful essence of the heart and also the higher consciousness of the Christ energy is written in scrolls within the walls as you experienced before, because this represents the heart of the Christ. This app represents the heart of all that we are together. In the middle of the altar is the heart-shaped pool. This pool represents the colors of the pink and the gold flowing within there. It also represents the colors of the pink and the blue that represent the male and the female. As we walk towards it, you will stand at the point of the heart. To the left side of the heart is the male energy. To the right side is the female energy. I ask because this is a mirror image. If you look within the pool and allow the essence of the left side of the heart to blend with the left side of your heart, and then the right side of the heart to blend with the right side of your heart, you are blending the masculine and the feminine essences of that mirror image. So see a separation in the waters of the heart. And as the left side represents the blue flame, intertwined with the pink and the gold, you embrace that into your left side of your heart. Let us do that now. And I want you to stand at the left side of the heart and feel the reflection of the waters coming up into you, reflecting that energy that needs to be merged within you. As we do this, you will see at the end that the merging of your masculine and feminine is occurring in the aspect of the blending of the mirror images. But first, let's just concentrate on the left side of the heart blending into the left side of your heart. So we're blending the masculine of the Christ consciousness to come into the masculine of your physical essence. Allow that to occur now. Almost like a sweeping of an energy that flows within you. Allow yourself to fully experience it in the left side of your heart. You may take the palm of your hand, if you'd like, and put it on the left side of your heart and feel the vibration changing within you. Essence of love in your heart center blends with the essence of will in your heart center, from the masculine Christ to the physical Christ blending within you. Allow any essences that do not feel they are aligned within this balance to be removed through the waters. Cup your hand into the water and place it onto your left side of your heart, and it will transform the energies immediately. Walk around to the top part of the heart and then walk to the right side of the heart, facing the heart. Now you are on the opposite side, which represents the feminine energy, and it's going to go into your male energy. See the colors of the feminine energy of the pink and the gold. Blending the pink of the ray, the gold of the ray, and also the pink of your own, of the feminine divine. You're now going to look at the reflection that you see within yourself and almost see a separation of the male and the female. But the left side is now blending with the masculine and the female. Look into the pool of water and allow the essences of the feminine divine to mold into your masculine divine. This exercise is being done to help each of the aspects of the masculine and the feminine to just relax and allow the other aspects to intertwine within them. The feminine energies of the Christ, of the God essence coming into your physical body, into the male energies. Now feel the balance. Now I want you to center yourself at the point of the heart. Now go back to the point. Feel the middle of this heart embracing the middle of your heart. Because now you are becoming the mirror image of the Christ God essence and the Christ God essence of you. Of the overlighting energies of the Divine Mother and Father God are now overlighting within your physical essence. Feel the feminine and the masculine come together. Feel your, this is your love and your will blending within each other. As you allow them to blend within each other, anything that you do, you speak, you think, you create interactions with others, can come from this middle point. When you do them separately, it does not allow for the full integration of the pure heart-centeredness within you. Feel this essence now. Breathing deeply, we step away. Let us walk around to the right side of the heart. There is a garden on the outside, and I want us to just take a moment of reflection in this center point. I want you to visualize the energy here. It is full of the magenta. It is full of birds singing. There is beauty. There is a waterfall in the back of the forest, and you can hear the water running. There is fluidness, and there is movement of light. This is a place where individuals will come to experience such an event as each of you have done in the last few moments. Many moments of your time in this creation. I want you to be introspective. I want you to work within the masculine and the feminine, to understand within each other the processes that are occurring in these moments. If you take a deep breath and you connect with that mental level, the masculine divine, and it's the higher mind, your higher self, being fully intact, what is the response that the feminine divine gives? Allow yourself to express these essences within you. From the masculine to the feminine to the masculine, it is a perfect relationship. It is a perfect relationship of the self, of allowing both of these elements to come together in unison, to come together in the beauty of oneness within yourself. You have now just gone through a major activation and attunement to assist you in understanding the processes of your masculine and feminine. I ask of you when we are finished here that if there is any elements or any thoughts that come up in relation to this of which you need to transmute or ignite within you, because we want you to feel a fluidness of the balance that is occurring. I want you to feel the colors of the pink and gold that are part of the rays that you are fully activating, and the chakras that you're fully activating. Even on a fourth dimensional level, activating these essences will truly assist you greatly. When individuals come to the city, they're going to be ready to accept their divinity in their physical essence. Many individuals are not even near the availability to do this. But coming in your meditations or your dream state will help to actualize these processes deeper and deeper each time that you bring them forth. It's imperative for you to realize that it is a step-by-step process, and in this step, you are feeling the totality of your feminine and masculine divine together. Tap into this memory. Allow yourself to understand that you are becoming more and more than you ever thought you could be. Let us all take a deep breath as each of us embrace you. embrace you into the light that you are and allow the essence to unfold within you as now the light frequency that you are will come together, and this will be your point of leaving the city of Honolulu. Please do return as we embrace you greatly at this time and all times of creation. I am Lord Metatron with all the other beautiful beings of light that have assisted us through this journey this evening. In the name of the Christ that we are one. We are one being of light, and you fully actualize that beingness within you in these moments. Deep blessings and great honor. This is Lord Adama. Allow us now to blend our energies into our one Merkaba vehicle as we leave the city of Honolulu. And we move off of the etheric level. And then separate yourself and intend and just speak your location of where you need to be. Your city, your state, if you have a state, and your country. And then feel yourself just floating down into your own physical body, allowing the essences to be fully grounded through your earth star, through your feet. Allow the activations to flow through your brain waves, to flow through your central nervous system into your joints and your muscles and your tendons. Allowing them to move through your entire bodily structure. I am Lord Adama with the Telosian Council of Light. Very proud this evening to have each of you come to this amazing city of light. And we did it together. I look forward to our communications and our interactions and our healing that we are doing with one another. In deep appreciation, I am one with you. This is Christine Malarese. Thank you so much for being with Mike and myself tonight for this journey. I know it was a lot of information. Didn't realize it was going to get so extensive with Lord Adama, but thank you, Lord Adama, for sharing your thoughts on what we're all experiencing presently. Again, thank you for being with us on these miraculous journeys into the new earth.